Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello and welcome again to another glorious day as we read this Suffer Well devotional. Our Creator is so wonderful and everything He's created wonderful. And without Him, nothing is anything worth living for. But with Him, it's everything. We're going to read our Suffer Well devotional today, and then we're going to do a little talk or teaching about this important message that comes from the words of our Creator. And it says, Finding Frenzy. We start off with a scripture, Psalm 66, verse 7. It says, He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations, lest the rebels exalt themselves. If it is His power alone that rules all things, then you would do well to consider how it is you have reached any level of success or authority. And Yeshua came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 19. If you have any authority at all, it is because He has passed the mantle to you. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on the serpents or scorpions, and over all the power and the enemy, and nothing shall be by any means hurt you. Luke 10, verse 19. Therefore, if you reach the top, having never followed His leading to get there, then by what power did you arrive? Not by might, nor by your own power, but by my Spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. The author of true power, power which never diminishes, only releases such through His Spirit to the righteousness, the right thinking. Unfortunately, many of you will convince yourselves that you have been good enough to deserve His blessings and power. The personal goodness is nothing but a byproduct of self-deception. There is none righteous, nor not one. There is none who does good, nor not one. Romans 3, verses 10 and verse 12. And more so, what does the desire for or the reliance on personal power entail? It necessitates the use of tricks and manipulation. If you have success, it did not come through His power, then you have hijacked it. Remember, His eyes watch the nations, lest the rebels exalt themselves. Conversely, if it is the power of Yahweh that has promoted you to your success will always be accompanied by fruit in your life that has His signature on it. Obedience, humility, repentance, and self-realization. The latter, of course, meaning the realization that the self must die to make room for His true power to manifest in you. What are you feeding on, loved one? What desires do you have? Are they rooted and grounded in perfect life of Yeshua, the Messiah? A good way to know is to ask these questions. Would He have cared about such things? And would He have done what I did to get them? There is only one source of power, loved one. Everything else is vanity and will be sniffed out like chaff from amongst the wheat. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed, all was vanity and grasping for wind. There was no profit under the sun. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 11. Hallelujah for this wonderful teaching to help us realize, to let go of our ego, to stop boasting and thinking about ourselves and start glorifying our Creator. Everything be done to the glory of Yahweh, and may we never take credit. The only thing we can take credit for is being disciplined to His word and to trusting in Him and to making that choice to trust Him, especially when our thoughts and our minds and our thinking and our understanding goes against His will. That's the cross line. That's where you got to be. What are you going to choose at that point? Are you going to choose to follow him and trust him, even if it goes beyond your own understanding and thinking? Even it goes beyond your own understanding and thinking. But people today are wicked. Our hearts are wicked. And the scriptures tell us to be careful what we do and stop boasting about the lives that we live and giving ourselves the credit for these things and for taking pride. You see, pride and ego is what our Creator wants us to get rid of. And just because we've achieved things in our lives, we shouldn't be bragging about these things. We should be giving glory to the Creator for all of these different things. For all of these different things. Because it's only through Him that we have these things. Jeremiah 9:23 says, this is what Yahweh says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. For it's a gift from Yahweh, and all the glory be to Yahweh. We have to remember that. James 4:16-17 says, as it is, you boast in your arrogant scams. All boasting in is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, then to them it is sin. And I always quote that verse, James 4:17, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. All the credit, 100% of the credit be to Yahweh for everything we have. Do not boast to men about what we have, but bring men and tell men to come to Yahweh and they can have it as well. That it's all his gifts and all him that puts us in power and all him that gives us everything. For when we say it's of ourselves, that's the ego he wants us to depart from and get rid of. Psalms 10:2-4 says, in his arrogance, the wicked man hunts down the weak who are caught in the scams of his devices. He boasts about the cravings of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles Yahweh. In his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for Yahweh. This is the person today that appears to be successful, that appears to have everything. But really, he has no foundation because he's gotten it in a deceitful way. For the enemy, the devil, Satan, will promise you a lot to tear you down. Just like he tempted Yeshua, and Yeshua resisted with scripture, with the holy words of the Father, Yeshua resisted the temptation of the devil. Well, the devil promises us the world. All these great things, we must resist it. We must know the word. And the word says in Psalm 75:4-5, I warned the proud, stop your boasting. I told the wicked, don't raise your fist. Don't raise your fist in defiance at the heavens or speak with such arrogance. It's the false teachers of this world that love to boast. Jude 1:16 says, these people are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires and they boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. This is the type of world we live in today. This is not the humble way that Yahweh gave us through Yeshua, our Messiah. 2 Peter 2:18-19 says, for the mouth empty boastful words and by appealing to the lustful desires of the flesh, they entice people who are escaping from those who live in error. They promise them freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity, for the people are slaves to whatever has mastered them. This is a great example of what the enemy has done when it comes and says he comes to devour. He comes to devour. For we must be humble and be thankful. All the great, beautiful gifts in life are from Yahweh and Yahweh alone. And we don't deserve them. We don't deserve them, but he blesses us with them. Do not boast about tomorrow. You don't know what will happen. Be thankful for today, for everything Yahweh has given you. James 4:13-15 says, look here, you who say today or tomorrow, we are going to do a certain town and we will stay there for a year. When we do business there and make a profit, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then gone. What you ought to say is, if Yahweh wants us to, we will live and do this for that. If it be Yahweh's will, not ours, because he's in control of everything. He's in the driver's seat. It's all up to him, not up to us. Proverbs 27:1 says, don't brag about tomorrow since you don't know what the day will bring. If it be Yahweh's will, that's the way Paul preached. All the time he says, if it be the will of Yahweh, this will happen. If it be the will of Yahweh, I will be there. If Yahweh wills it, this will be the outcome. We have to remember, it is by faith in Yahweh and Yahweh alone that we are saved. And the greatest and only thing we can do is make that choice to be faithful and trust him. All the glory belongs to him when we get the result of that. Ephesians 2 verse 8 and 9 says, for such grace you have been saved through faith. This does not come from you. It is a gift from Yahweh, not the result of actions, to put a stop to all boasting. You see, the person with ego will boast about all the things they've done and about all the things that they have. But a person of Yahweh will humble themselves and admit that without Yahweh, we are nothing. And he is the one responsible for everything we have. For Yahweh giveth and he taketh away. We trust his plan and we suffer well, and we can live in a joy and let nothing steal our joy away. For when we live in our own way and our own thoughts and our own glory, we set ourselves up for disaster. And that's exactly what the enemy wants us to do. Romans 3 verses 26 to 28 says, he did not do it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Yeshua. Where then is boasting? It is excluded because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because the law that requires faith. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. We have to get this right. Proverbs 27:2 says, let someone else praise you, not your own mouth. A stranger, not your own lips. Yahweh wants us to be humble. He wants us to humble ourselves. When we do things, we must give all the glory to him. When we have a desire, we must check our motives, why we are doing these things and where these desires come from. 1 Corinthians 13 verses 1 and 3 says, if we could speak all the language in the earth and the angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. If I had a gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of Yahweh's secrets and plans and possessed all the knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. So many times here at Torah Life Ministries, and as we read this devotional for Suffer Well, we give you the importance of love and explaining what it is and the choice it is to love others more, not as we love ourselves, but more than we love ourselves. Matthew 6 verses 1 and 2 says, be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of people in order to be noticed by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give to the poor, don't blow a trumpet before you like the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, so that they will be praised by people. I tell all of you with certainty, they have their full reward. When is it acceptable to boast? You might ask or think. 1 Corinthians 1:31. Verse 1 says, and 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2 says, therefore it is written, let no one who boasts boast in Yahweh. And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about Yahweh. 2 Corinthians 11:30 says, if I must boast, I would rather boast about the things that show how weak I am. And that's what Paul did. Paul consistently spoke about how weak we are as humans and how weak he was. For he called himself the chief of all sinners. The chief of all sinners. And I have a correction. I have a correction with that. Paul wasn't the chief of all sinners in my mind. I am the chief of all sinners in my mind. And you have to believe that and think that. Jeremiah 9:24 says, but those who wish to boast should boast in as this alone, that they truly know me and understand that I am Yahweh who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, Yahweh, have spoken. And it says in the scriptures at these end times, as everyone's asking me, do we think we're under the end times, or the end times are here? Everyone asked me about this thing, but it says in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 to 5, and you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days it will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money, and they will be boastful and proud, scoffing at Yahweh, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving, unforgiving, and they will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless and puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than Yahweh. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. And as we think about this and think about how the world is today just like this, we have to remember that Yahweh wants us to humble ourselves. Yahweh wants us not to boast and be prideful and have ego. He wants us to humble ourselves. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7 says, for what gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that Yahweh hasn't given you? And if everything you have is from Yahweh, why boast as though it was not a gift? 1 Corinthians talks about love being patient, love kind, and love does not envy. It does not boast, and it is not proud. It does not boast. Simply, a boaster is somebody who's full of pride, and it says in Proverbs 11, verse 2, pride leads to disgrace, but the humble comes wisdom. I had a problem myself. Years ago, I ended up getting a house, a much bigger house than I should have had, a much bigger house that I deserved, a much bigger house than I wanted even, but I ended up getting the house, and I couldn't tell people about this. I felt so, I can't describe the feeling I had into telling people, I have a big house. I have this, and I have this, and I have this. It wasn't of Yahweh. The whole situation wasn't of Yahweh. But I wasn't thinking about that. He wants us to humble ourselves, folks. He wants us to humble ourselves. The Bible talks about humility and to humble ourselves. Yahweh giveth and he taketh away. Yahweh giveth and he taketh away. For a man that fasts and boasts about his fast while he's fasting is goes against scripture. For a man that prays in public to be seen and to be on a high mountain to be seen goes against scripture. The Bible wants us to glorify our Creator in our fruit. And not in the cars and the houses and the money, in our fruit, in the patience, the peace, and the shalom. That's what's going to be more. People can look at somebody and say, that person has all this money. That person has all these cars. So what? So what? Who gave it to that person or who allowed that person to have it? The same that'll take it all away if he wanted to. Yahweh, for his reasons, not our reasons. Yahweh has his reasons for everything. We need to be thankful and grateful for all that he's given us in our lives. Even if it's less than what other people we know have. Because we know who gave it to us and who's in control of everything. We can be thankful for everything. Who's to say that person with that big house and those cars don't have a whole bunch of debt that's keeping them down? And then you could see somebody living in a room somewhere. Or even homeless somewhere with no bills and no stress, doing Yahweh's work. They don't have to be sitting behind an office desk 10 hours a day. They could be out in the street preaching Yahweh's word 10 hours a day. We have to look at things in the big picture, folks. The big picture. Yahweh has a much bigger plan for our lives. A much bigger plan for our lives. But he wants us to be humble, to receive that ultimate prize. He wants us to be humble. It says in Romans 15:3, for even Yeshua did not please himself. But as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. We need to humble ourselves and imitate Yahweh. James 4 verse 10 says, humble yourselves before Yahweh and he will lift you up in honor. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Yeshua Messiah. And Micah 6 verse 8 says, know, O people, Yahweh has told you what is good. and what he requires, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humble with your Elohim. This is his attitude. This is the attitude of Messiah, to do what is right, that's living according to the Torah, to love mercy, loving your neighbors more than you even love yourself, that you don't even have to forgive people because you didn't even hold them guilty for anything. It's a beautiful thing to just be in that position where you trust and love your neighbors more than you love yourselves, and to walk humbly with your Creator, giving him the credit for everything in your life. For if you don't humble yourself, Yahweh will humble you. Yahweh says these things we must do. James 4:6, but he gives more grace. Yahweh opposed the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Remember that. Remember that. Humble yourself. The humble, the humility leads to depend on Yahweh and follow his ways and not boast in the things that you've created for yourself in your own mind. Jeremiah 10:23 says, I know, Yahweh, that the way of man is not in himself. It is not man who walks to direct his steps. And James 1:22 says, but by your doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Yeshua came and he had an issue not with the works of the Pharisees, but the attitude of the Pharisees, thinking that they were responsible for keeping the Torah and doing all these different things and adding it and making it harder for other people. Yeshua had a problem with their attitude. Philippians 2:3-4 says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. That's a great verse that we should copy down today. Write that verse down today, Philippians 2:3-4. Wherever you are, if you're driving now, do it later. But if you're not driving now, if you have an opportunity, get a pen, get a paper, write that down right now. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interest, but also for the interest of others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Humility brings wisdom and honor according to Scripture. The words of our wonderful Creator tell us in Wisdom 11:2, Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 22:4 says, by humility and a fear of Yahweh are riches, honor, and life. The longer it takes you to realize it and humble yourselves, the harder your life's going to be. If you refuse to humble yourself, you're bringing disaster upon yourselves. Humility will stop us from our own thoughts and boast in ourselves. Obey Yahweh and understand he is better than us. It says in Deuteronomy 9:4, after Yahweh your Elohim has driven him out before you, do not say to yourself, Yahweh has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness. No. It is on account of the wickedness of those nations that Yahweh is going to drive them out before you. We need to stop boasting and thinking about our own selves, and we must give in all the glory and praise to our wonderful Creator, Yahweh. That is the narrow path that he wants us on. That is the narrow path that he wants us out. Not the path that we brag to ourselves in our spiritual blindness, making us think that we have anything to do with everything we've got. Letting the blind guides lead the blind guides. It says in 1 John 2:11, but anyone who hates another brother or sister is still living and walking in darkness. Such a person does not know the way to go, having been blinded by the darkness. The same thing for a person that boasts. The same thing for a person that thinks it's all up to him, that he's done it all. But all these people have failure to know the truth. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being priest for me. And since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I also forget your children. When it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, they're not talking about worldly knowledge because we have worldly knowledge. They're talking about knowledge of him. My people have been destroyed for lack of knowledge about Yahweh. The lack of knowledge about Yahweh. This is what he wants us to get, to keep, to understand who he is and why he does what he does. So many people are walking around in spiritual blindness today. They're walking around the really wide path with no light. The scriptures say the word is the light, and he wants us on that narrow path. On that narrow path. Yeshua said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see me may see. That those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said, are we also blind? And Yeshua said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now you say, we see. Your guilt remains. We understand this. The narrow path that is set before us. How many of you are ready to walk on that narrow path? How many of you want to be on that narrow path? James 4 verse 4 says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against Yahweh? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of this world becomes the enemy of Yahweh. You get that? Matthew 23:28 says, in the same way on the outside you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness. That is the person of self-pride. That is the person of boasting of themselves. That is the person about taking the responsibility for getting all the things he has in life. And most people that have the money and the cars and everything else, they think it's because of them or something they've done. They don't understand. It's because of our wonderful creator. He's the one that gives us everything. And if that be the truth, then we should want to give everything back. And be thankful always for all that he has provided with for us. For all he's given us. And naturally our heart to give. Because he's given us. And to be thankful no matter what. Because it says he giveth and he taketh away. He has plans that are not known to us, that are for our good. And better for us than we could ever imagine. The good things that he planned for us a long time ago when he created us. Good things. The good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray this message is getting you today, and if you're boasting or have any ego, you would let go of that, and you would just put everything in his hands. It's all up to him, folks. And the good thing is, he'll never let you down. He'll never let you go alone, as long as we trust in him and humble ourselves. It's a beautiful thing, and I just love to know that his yoke is easy. We just got to follow him. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. Yahweh be with you all. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. All the glory be to him. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.